въпроси и има нужда от помощ, за да си зададе въпросите, може да разчитате на мен. Просто дайте знак. So, good evening. Thanks a lot for coming. Tonight we are going to see for the first time here in Sofia a film, a video work realized by Helene Sommer during her residency last year in April and May, when she made her research and collected material for her work. The post-production took place later during the summer and was shown for the first time in Halle at the Mare exhibition. The residency itself was realized as part of IMARE, which is European Media Art Residency Exchange, in which Interspace was taking part together with three other art centers dealing mainly with art and technology. And IMARE was supported by Culture 2007 program of the European Union. Besides that, this residency is also realized within the framework of the exchange between Interspace and Académie Schloss Solitude. And I would really like to thank and clearly state for the first time since we are running the residency program, last year we received support by Bulgarian institutions. This is the State Cultural Institute at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, thanks to Ms. Dimitrova, and also some support by the Municipal Cultural Program. So that's really a very important step for us as an institution trying to organize residencies for artists coming to Sofia. And also Helene is coming for the second time in Sofia. She's already shown two works of hers in an exhibition a year and a half ago, which happened again with the kind support of the Norwegian embassy. So to explain how the evening will run, first we are going to have the welcome from Mr. Inge Ime from the Norwegian embassy, who is counsel at the embassy. And then Helene will make the introduction for her work. Then finally we are going to see the video itself. And then there will be a short Q&A session where you can just ask your questions, and I hope we are going to have some discussion about the piece. And after that there are drinks in the garden, so those who would stay till the end would be rewarded. Okay. You're welcome, Mr. Ime.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends of temporary art, on behalf of the Norwegian Embassy, I'm very pleased to welcome you to this new second meeting with the Norwegian artist Helene Sommer. As you know, in 2008, she took part in the exhibition Stay, Stay, Stay in the old central bathhouse, which at that time was under reconstruction. We were extremely happy to see so many young people at the opening. It was far beyond all our expectations. We appreciate very much that Helene was selected and invited by Interspace for a stay at AIR space within the framework of the residence program. We are now going to see the result of her residency in Bulgaria, A Tale of Stone and Wood, realized in April and May 2009. One of the main objectives of the Norwegian embassies all over the world is to promote Norway as an exciting modern nation of art and culture. Additionally, the embassy in Sofia has decided to give priority to projects showing young artists for a young audience. We are very pleased that Helene Sommer and Margarita Dorowska from Interspace are helping the embassy in achieving our goals. Thank you very much, both of you. And then I wish you all a pleasant time. Thank you.
Thank you all for coming, and thank you to Interspace for inviting me and the Norwegian Embassy for supporting tonight's event, and also the Bulgarian Cultural Institute for supporting my residency here, and also other funders. I'll just make a brief introduction about the work itself, which I started in April last year. I collected material while during my 2 month stay, and I edited back in Berlin, where I'm living. It takes its starting point in a village up in the Rodopi mountain called Kovacevice, which due to restructuring during communist times was deserted in the 70s and was rediscovered by the film industry. My interest in it was in the films being filmed there and how the place was depicted and how it survived in people's memories through the films. During my stay here, I managed to track down 9-10 films, which wasn't so easy here in Bulgaria because of the distribution system. The films were collected from sources like DVDs, but also internet, also from seeing it on a Moviola in the film archive, different places. I collected all these films, and then I interviewed different Bulgarians, about 7-8, I think, who re-narrated the films to me, their memory of it. The films are all filmed between 1977 and 2005. About half of them filmed during communist times were fully funded by the government and in many ways represent a national romanticism and was part of a program of creating a cultural national identity. My part as a foreigner is quite important in here, and I've used translation is very important in this. I worked the whole time when it came to finding the material, for example. I had an assistant with me the whole time who had to translate everything. A lot of the films weren't subtitled, and I had it simultaneously translated to me. So the whole act of translation is very important in for me as an outsider to Bulgarian history. The video is a montage of all the different films I collected, and I edited together a voiceover of the different interviews and translations. I also went to the village myself and filmed, and was guided around in the village by one of the directors of many of the films, a Bulgarian named Radoslav Spasov, who may be familiar to many of you, who lives there and who was one of the first people who came to the village in the 70s together with many artists who are settled there today. He guided me around, showed me where they filmed different things, and told me about the village and his experiences. All of these different aspects I've collected into a montage, which means more of a collage. It's not a documentary, but more of a mix of all these different aspects. I think we now can see the work, and I'll be happy to answer any questions afterwards.
Very initial proposal, and as we were discussing, it's quite elaborate, and you obviously came with a very clear idea of what you're going to do, and end result is in a way quite close to your initial proposal. I was actually wondering if you had any surprises by the kind of memories that you are getting and the kind of stories that these films were stirring up.
If I was surprised by people's memories.
Yeah, anyway, yeah. What kind of?
Well, there was a clear difference in generation, which maybe was even stronger than what I expected. I think a few, two, three were, I guess, people who were adults when the communist regime came down, and the others are now in their early 20s, which means they were barely born when it came down. And this discussing, especially because this was something I didn't know before, but the content of the films, which also reflects the specific location of the village, which is also a lot of different political situations with the Turkish, both a long time ago and very recently. And the memories of people and how they related to it was quite interesting for me. I guess that was one of those things I wasn't aware of myself historically, which I was, well, happened here in the late 80s with the renaming I had never heard of before. That was one of those, I'd done a little bit of research before on Bulgarian history, of course, but that was one of those things I thought this should have been, be like worldwide known. This is a big deal, and I was surprised to see how people reacted to that differently generation-wise. I thought that was maybe one of those things that, I mean, otherwise the project, yes, I followed quite a plan, but the content of the movies I had very little knowledge about in regards to history, so it was all like a learning process for me too, and also like talking to people, you know, we're not talking about me looking up facts in a book or anything, but of course taking what they're saying and seeing it accordingly, so... Yeah.
But was it similar in terms of knowing the films and knowing history, or like what did you feel that the films are better known than facts from history, or the opposite, or?
Well, it seems to me actually. I mean, I have to say, when I first came across the place at some tourist websites. It was supposed to be the Hollywood of Bulgaria, it said on the website, which I guess isn't completely true. And I thought that all the films, even the newer ones, would be extremely widely known. But it turns out, I mean, it's especially the old ones, which are quite well known. And with younger people, not everyone had seen them actually, but they knew of them. So I think it seemed like they had a strong idea of what it was about, but maybe didn't exactly remember what it was. One of the ladies I interview is from the film archive here, and she had a fairly good knowledge and memory of them. So that was, of course, a little bit different as part of her work. Yeah.
Well, I think the focus ends up. So I'll just give you this one. I think we are recording, so
I think the main difference, I mean, I'm quite curious to show it here, because when I showed it in Germany, for one thing, you know, the language, when I hear Bulgarian here, when I edited it, it's from the sound of a foreign language. Of course, I had someone help me translate and stuff, and also for a German audience, so the, and for you Bulgarians, you'll understand every single word what's sampled from the movies, and the history you'll have a complete different relationship to, obviously. And I think, I mean, the reception was, I think, more of a curiosity about how certain things worked, for example, during communist times, for example, about the fact that, you know, intellectuals moving to a village, which I learned afterwards was actually something that happened, you know, somehow that they bought houses. This is something that did happen here, kind of. Also, yeah, the different aspect and how the government was involved in film production back then. And how, of course, here, which is, I mean, I had no knowledge. I don't know how widely the knowledge is here, is about Bulgarian film industry and distribution today, which I tell you, getting hold of some of that contemporary Bulgarian movies today can be extremely difficult if you're not lucky enough to find them on YouTube. If they have some political content in them, you can sometimes find it on, like, Stolen Eyes, which is also seen as a somehow controversial film, that you find on YouTube because people post comments, and for that reason it exists. So these aspects of that part of it, which were very unknown for people outside, which I think is different here, where people have a complete different familiarity to it. And these were things I didn't know beforehand either, and just like looking for films here in itself at least was quite an eye-opener for me in how the system exists or doesn't exist.
It's just a question of the setting, like the status of the village, which was saved by the intellectuals. In other movie industries, in other countries in the world, they tend to construct the setting. So here it was preserved by the intellectuals. I was wondering, did you ever go to Buyana, and the studios in Buyana? Did you take a look?
Yes,
at the
that was the first there? Thing I did. I had an idea at some point to that maybe this would be part of it. So I was. Had a small guided tour of the Boyana Film Studios, the New York, which is built up three blocks and one to one, and what is it like? Baghdad and Old Rome and and some of this. I find that place quite interesting in regards to what was there before, the industry that used to be in this big yellow building with the Vitasha Mountain behind, and what's happening there now. And in regards to this part of the film industry, which I'm covering, which is quite different from that part, of course, because they mainly produce foreign movies. It's very few Bulgarian movies even being produced today, as far as I understand.
What did you learn about the history through the stories of the people you interviewed and also the movies you watched? Do you have the feeling that you understood the history?
Maybe in a way that I understood even less than I thought I did, which I think is the experience a lot of people have. If you go to a place, you prepare yourself, you come to a place, and the more you get to know, the more you understand you don't understand. And the history being so complex, I wouldn't even be close to saying I know more, but I know less in a way. And it's especially talking to people, seeing the movies, and it's in a way the more I saw about, you know, at first thinking this village was just this cute little old village with this old houses. Suddenly it comes to, it is about the location of it, it's about the history of it, which is very complicated and very complex. And has a lot to do with the whole Balkan history and lots of stuff which I still don't know everything about, I have to say. So if there was anything I learned, is that it's much more complicated than I even dreamt of in the beginning.
No, my question was actually much more about what did you get from the movies, because they were pure propaganda, you know this.
Oh, yes.
Even dealing with the history.
Oh, yes, yes.
It's this George Orwell's concept that if you control the past, you control the future.
Mm-hmm.
And they were about the past, but...
Well, what
I don't I didn't really see this clearly presented in your movie, this research about the play with...
The construction of history to me, I mean, of course, that's... what I find interesting is seeing, like, you see so clearly what is... what they were trying to construct for the people. In a way, I find a film interesting in construction of history in regards to, I mean, it becomes very clear when you say a government is paid or pays for the production of the film and its propaganda. But in a way, if you look at any kind of history book or any kind of movie, there's always a person behind, there's always an agenda behind. So this becomes much more extreme, of course, because it's one government, it's one people, and they're trying to construct a past so they have power of the, it becomes power politics. I'm not sure whether I'm answering your question at all right now, but I mean, yes, I found that interesting, and I felt I was in my way dealing with that somehow, yeah. But yes, I'm very aware of it was like propaganda, of course. I mean, I thought it was interesting hearing just how which in the beginning I was told that it said on many websites that Time of Violence was also filmed in this village, which it isn't, I figured out later, but the stories around how it was produced with the military involved and everything. I mean, it's to me, well, it was quite insane to hear actually these enormous productions they did. Some of them, he was, he started out as a cameraman and then he became a director as well. And I think Manly Times, can you remember this? Manly Times, I think he filmed. Measure for Measure, I think he filmed. No, Manly Times he directed. I think Measure for Measure he filmed. And then a few of the newer ones he directed. So about half of these ones, he's one, two, three. A little bit less than half of the ones I sampled from, he was behind. And he was, according to himself, he's one of the first artists, like filmmakers who came to the place, so of course used his space for that.
Thank you, Helena. Told us this story about this beautiful place. What do you think about this place, finding it, Kovacevice? Do we have to keep it as it is, or we have to trying to develop it and to, how to say, now this modern world, integrate it in our modern world?
I think it is being integrated into our modern world through tourism, because that's the only way that place seems to be able to survive right now. And when I was there, I think it is part of some heritage, EU heritage thing, yeah.
UNESCO, maybe.
Yes, UNESCO, I think you're absolutely right. And I think it's a small place, but there are several hotels. I don't know how well these hotels are doing or how it is going. We stayed in a very nice little place. But yes, I think this is the way for them to integrate into society today is tourism, 100%. There's nothing else there but tourism. And I don't know how much the tourism there actually is. They have several websites they try and put up, and there were some tourists when I were there, but not many. But I... Yeah.
You don't think that this cultural tourism would spoil somehow this place?
I think it's always a danger of thinking that, but then on the other hand you can say it would be the death of the place if they don't have tourism. So of course what's happening today is through tourism. There are also people building their holiday houses there, which are, I guess many of them are constructed in the old style. So it's changing completely. I mean, it's becoming... And through this idea, through the films, it maybe becomes in a way a caricature of itself in a way. It happens to a lot of places everywhere, this kind of thing. I think this is not only a Bulgarian phenomenon, but a worldwide one.
Do we have any further questions? Okay, in that case, okay. There will be a copy with us, yeah. There will be a copy with us, and for the moment we haven't planned further showings, but I really hope that it will take up from here. Any other questions? In that case, thanks a lot to Helene. Thanks a lot to Antoni and to the Red House, who hosted the event and put a lot of effort in co-organizing it. And you're all very welcome for a glass of wine in the garden of the Red House. Okay, thank you.